I don't think he will break into houses or cause trouble. If he did, the police would know where to look for him and would catch him. He's not a stupid man.
I hope you're right, said Sir Henry. I'm sure we're breaking the law. But I don't want to get Barrymore and his wife into trouble, so I shall not tell the police. I shall leave Selden in peace.
Barrymore could not find the words to thank Sir Henry enough. Then he said,
You have been so kind to us that I want to do something for you in return. I have never told anyone else. I know something more about poor Sir Charles's death.
Sir Henry and I jumped up at once.
Do you know how he died?
Sir Henry asked.
No, sir. I don't know that. But I know why he was waiting at the gate. He was going to meet a woman.
Sir Charles was meeting a woman? Who was the woman?
I don't know her name, Barrymore said, but it begins with L.L.
How do you know this, Barrymore? I asked.
Well, Sir Charles got a letter on the morning of the day he died. It was from Newtown, and the address was in a woman's writing. I forgot all about it, but some time after Sir Charles died, my wife was cleaning the fireplace in his study. She found a letter. Most of it was burned, but the bottom of one page was not burned.